What do you want?
To know my enemy.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
An Arabic proverb attributed to a prince who was betrayed and decapitated by his own subjects.
Still, it's a hell of a quote.
All right, time to go behind enemy lines. The Broncos host the LA Chargers this Sunday on the Team Sports Network. Countdown to kickoff at noon, 2:05 kickoff from Empower Field in Mile High. And joining us this morning, one of the hosts of the fan-sided Chargers Chat podcast, Kyle Duggan, joins us on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. Kyle, I appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Any opportunity to talk Chargers, I'm all for it. So thanks for having me.
One of the things that's been different about the Chargers this year under Brandon Staley has been the ability to win close games, 5-3 in one score games. And while Sunday night they almost snatched victory from or defeat from the jaws of victory on Sunday against the Steelers, blowing that 17-point lead, still, Justin Herbert finds Mike Williams, and you end up getting the victory against Pittsburgh. But really, winning close football games, one-score games, always crucial for any team that's going to be a playoff contender. And the Chargers have had have problems with those close games in the past. This has been a much different L.A. Chargers football team in that regard.
Yeah, absolutely. They've kind of developed a new culture with Coach Staley and a belief. And I think the Chargers get a bad name of being tagged that team that always blows it somehow. But they've been able this year to be able to step up and make those big plays. And I think a lot of it is the maturation of Justin Herbert and his leadership and being able to make those big plays when you need it. And overall, what's the biggest difference this year is our health. We haven't had those big, huge season-ending injuries that we've had in the past.
Kyle Duggan joining us today covers the Chargers for a fan-sided as the Broncos get ready to score off against the LA Chargers coming up on Sunday. Justin Herbert, his development continues to be extremely impressive, Kyle. He has 6 fourth-quarter comebacks and his 25 career starts. And you go back to another Charger great, Philip Rivers, had 29 fourth-quarter comebacks and 240 career starts. So Justin Herbert's a guy that's developed, you know, kind of like this football team, into being a pretty clutch fourth-quarter football player.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun. It's just fun as a fan watching, and you know that you're always in the game. No matter what the score is like, if you have a quarterback that can throw the rock like Justin does, you know there's a chance to always come back and be in it. Even just last at the game on Sunday against the Steelers, we know, like, we tried to blow it. That block punt, they go for it on fourth, we don't get it. We throw an interception, all in the fourth quarter. But you're still in the back of your mind. We got Justin Herbert. We got an opportunity to throw the ball down the field. We're going to make some big plays. And him and Mike Williams have really established that's our go-to guy when we need a big play. Mike's the guy he's looking for, and they've had 4 game-winning drives just to Mike Williams this year.
Kyle Duggan, who has the Chargers Chat podcast on Fansided, Know Your Enemy, talking about the Chargers who take on the Broncos this Sunday on the Team Sports Network. And you're right, Mike Williams has turned into a real go-to guy for Justin Herbert, but a guy that's always there productive on third down is Keenan Allen. And I think we're seeing Keenan Allen finally be able to put some seasons together, Kyle, where he's been able to stay healthy and contribute for this football team.
Yeah, for the Chargers, that's always been the case, is staying healthy. Keenan, whenever he's playing, he's a threat. And I think he's going to continue to shine as long as we have that number 2 in Mike to take some of those double coverages off of him. I saw a stat that he's the number 1. He has the most receptions in single coverage in the NFL this year. So if you allow him to be in single coverage, he's going to make big plays, and he's been that clutch guy for us this year.
Kyle Duggan from Fansided joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. On the defensive side, obviously getting back Derwin James, Joey Bosa, huge returns for that Charger defense. But rookie cornerback Asante Samuel Jr., he had his second concussion in 4 weeks in the third quarter against the Steelers, so he's in the protocol right now. And so he's also a guy that's kind of been on-the-job training, obviously, as a rookie. How do they expect to fill that void? What's the plan there, Kyle, in regard to the cornerback position when they take on the Broncos Sunday?
Yeah, we have – obviously Mike Davis is kind of our number 1 guy. Asante's had a great season, but as you said, this is his second concussion in 3 weeks. So I don't anticipate him being able to play this week. Tavon Campbell is a guy that they're really high on right now. He's actually played a lot even when Asante's healthy. They'll rotate him in and get him reps. So he's played plenty. He played the whole game against the Eagles when Asante was out. We also have Nasir Adderley. He's finally back off injury. He missed 2 weeks ago as well. I think for injuries on the defense or guys missing is going to be Linval Joseph. Is going to be the one that's hardest to digest and make up for, our big nose tackle that was placed on the COVID list just this week. That'll be a tough miss for us. We have some young guys in Forrest Merrill, Braden Fajoco, Joe Gaziano that are all stepping up, but they are very much unproven. So it'll be interesting to see what they're able to do against the running attack of Denver.
Kyle Duggan with FanSided, one of the co-hosts of Chargers Chat, joining us today on Know Your Enemy on the Team Sports Network. Chargers right now 17th in rush defense EPA since week 8. They were last through the first 6 weeks of the season in that number. That number's improved, obviously, dramatically since the bye week. And take us through that a little bit, Kyle, about how this defense has improved. What have they done to improve that run defense with the LA Chargers?
Yeah, we got Justin Jones back, which I think was a big piece, being able to play inside and make plays. Linval's a big body taker. He takes on multiple blocks to open up holes for the backers. Justin Jones on the inside is more of a get-off blocks, make plays in the backfield type. So I think getting Justin Jones back in there was a big advantage. It's also a brand-new defense for our whole team. We went from a four-man front to more of a 3-4, which is a much different look for everyone. Run fits for linebackers look different. Where defensive linemen are lining up and their techniques is different. What Coach Staley wants to do with blitzes and stunts is going to look different. I think it's just taking a little bit of time for us to get used to, and it's finally starting to click a little bit, especially playing that too-high safety look that we do. You have one less guy in the box, so we have to be dominant getting off blocks and making plays. So I think they're finally starting to hit their stride in that aspect.
Chargers get the 5-5 Broncos this Sunday in Denver. When you look at this Broncos football team, we'll start out with the offense. What are some of the potential challenges for the Chargers defense against Teddy Bridgewater, former Charger Melvin Gordon, and that Bronco offense?
Yeah, I think for anybody that's followed the Chargers, the running game is what we're most worried about. We were last in the NFL for a long time. We may still be there even after a good performance against the Steelers last week. Obviously facing Melvin Gordon, we want to be able to stop the run. I think for the Chargers, stopping the run, putting the ball in Teddy's hand, making him make plays to kind of a banged-up wide receiving core is what the Chargers are going to try to push to make happen.
Flip it to the other side. Broncos defense against Justin Herbert, Austin Eckler, who actually just played up the road at Western Colorado University, not too far from us, about 2 hours away from us. What are some of the challenges that Broncos defense poses, Kyle, when they score off against the Chargers?
This year, for whatever reason, Justin Herbert's most difficult games have been against established defensive minds. Bill Belichick was able to keep him under 200 yards. Harbaugh also was able to keep him to one of his worst games. Now, obviously, going up against Vic Fangio, it's Brandon Staley's mentor, we know it's going to be a challenge. So getting Justin comfortable with hitting some underneath passes before trying to figure out what they're going to show early and try to drop out to try to confuse him. I think if we can get comfortable with some of those things early, but that's kind of the fear, is going against those established defensive coaches. It seems to be giving us a little bit of a tougher look for whatever reason, whatever wrinkles they're able to add in has made it tough on Justin in our passing game this year.